This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The March 31st deadline for Americans to apply for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act is fast approaching. And with current enrollments 2 million short of the Obama administration's 6 million target, a final push is on to get people to sign up for coverage. One effort to reach consumers is Enroll America's Countdown to Get Covered bus tour, which rolls into Cincinnati today. My guests this afternoon are Enroll America President Ann Filipik, Trey Daly, the Enroll Ohio State Director, and U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Chicago Regional Director Kathleen Falk. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Ann, why a bus tour to get people to enroll?
Well, our organization, Enroll America, we are focused entirely on getting the word out about the opportunities available for quality, affordable health coverage. We were in Texas this week, Ohio this week, Texas last week, Ohio this week, and really we wanted to get the word out to as many people as possible, meet them where they are in their communities, and that's why we're here in Cincinnati today.
And when did the bus tour get underway? How long has this been going on?
We started in Houston last Tuesday morning.
You're going on your second week.
Yes, exactly.
Trey, what's been the reaction so far to the bus tour?
Well, I think folks are interested in seeing it come by. There's a high degree of interest in talking about the Affordable Care Act. People are really interested in knowing the details. There's still a lot of folks who don't know a lot about it, amazingly, after all of these months of so much information out on the airwaves. But we're finding people seem to really be focusing now on what they need to do and what great options there are available for folks.
And Kathleen, so far from your experience, what states have been most successful at enrolling people and have the highest number of people signing up?
Well, Michigan, neighbor to Ohio here, is doing a great job, but so is Ohio. But we're here today because we still have over a million Ohioans, who are uninsured and have 2 weeks left, 2 weeks from today, to take advantage of these affordable health insurance opportunities. In Indiana, I know we have listeners in Indiana, there's 900,000 uninsured in Indiana. So our goal here today is to help spread the word that we've got 2 weeks left to buy this affordable health insurance for the first time in our nation's history. It's a really exciting time.
Kathleen, have there been states that have been having a hard time getting people to sign up?
No. Once people know about it, like Ann said, it's affordable. 6 out of 10 Americans are able to buy health insurance through this marketplace for less than $100 or so a month when you figure in the financial assistance that's available. That's really a fabulous new day here for so many people who've been priced out of the health insurance market in the past or who couldn't get in because they had a pre-existing condition. Let me just give you one example. There are over 5 million people in Ohio have pre-existing conditions like asthma or high blood pressure or diabetes or cancer, and they haven't been able to buy insurance or had to pay a lot to get it. Well, there's a new day here now that they can not only get insurance, but it's affordable.
And the bus has been touring Texas and Ohio, as you were mentioning. Why those particular states?
Well, both Texas and Ohio are states where there are a really high percentage of folks who are likely to be uninsured and who can really benefit from this. And one of the biggest messages we want to get out there is the financial assistance that's available to people. Here in the state of Ohio, if you look at all the people that have already enrolled in coverage through the marketplace, 85% of them have received financial assistance. This is something we know a lot of people don't know about and maybe a reason they haven't checked out their options. So we want to be here in communities making sure that people have the facts. They know that millions of people are getting financial help. And we're encouraging them to check out our website, getcoveredamerica.org, where you can actually use a calculator to figure out the level of financial help you could expect to receive.
How long are you going to be in Cincinnati?
We're just here today.
Today?
Head to Dayton and then Columbus and then Cleveland after that.
Okay. Trey, what are you finding as you're signing people out on the bus? So what are the types of people, the demographics? Who are you seeing the most of?
Well, we're seeing all sorts of people. We're particularly reaching out to young adults who may be facing the first time in their life when they've had to think about having health insurance for themselves. They've been covered under their parents' plan before, and now this is the first time they've had to make this kind of decision for themselves. And what we're trying to say to them is that health insurance is a great financial investment for them, that 5 out of 10 of young adults are able to get health insurance with premiums of $50 a month or less. So it's something that's affordable. It's no more than a cell phone bill or a cable bill. It's a wise investment. And once they understand that it's affordable, it's something that they're willing to invest in.
Has it? I keep reading stories that say it's been tougher to get young people to sign up for this. Has that been the case? And why do you think that is?
Yes, this is Kathleen, and it has been because it's always been harder to get young people to sign up for health insurance. I'm old, I'm 62, but I remember my wonderful son, who's now 33, and the years that I begged him to buy health insurance, because he would call me with a sinus infection, and he couldn't go to the doctor because he couldn't afford to do that. Had he had health insurance, he could have gotten better care. Let alone if he would break his ankle playing baseball or get cancer or something of a life-threatening nature. So, you know, us young people always have hesitated to buy health insurance, thinking we will never need it. But we know that they do. And so we know that about 40%, you know, 4 out of 10 of the uninsured are young people from 19 to 35. So for all people listening out there, older or younger, you know, reaching out and telling young people that it's affordable, as Trey and Ann just said, they can get it for $50 or less a month when you figure in the financial assistance. Just think of how much healthier they will be. You know, they wouldn't leave home without auto insurance. And so taking care of themselves is even more important.
You know, if your children are like my children, there's that invincibility thing you have to get past. They think that they're invincible and nothing horrible is ever going to happen to them. That's been the problem I've had convincing them over the years that you need to have health insurance. You need to get a retirement. Nothing bad's ever going to happen to
you. You're so right. And in fact, I was just in Dayton this morning, and I got to tell you, the Dayton folks are excited. The bus is coming through. They will really be welcoming you with the open arms in rural America. But a young man who spoke and said that he was so thrilled to be able to buy affordable health care through this website a couple of months ago. And it wasn't just weeks later, basically, that he had an ulcer and ended up in the hospital for a couple of days. And he said that he just shudders to think of what those bills would have been like for him to pay had he not had this very affordable health care.
And are you hoping that as the deadline approaches, you'll get a surge of younger people coming in saying, I've got to get enrolled for this?
And we're already starting to see that. When you look at the folks that enrolled in the fall versus started to enroll in January, we saw a 65% increase in terms of young people, in terms of people that were taking those steps and starting to enroll. And that's something we already expect. We always expected. If you look at past enrollment efforts, there's always an increase at the end. And I'll say also, as we're out there talking to people, when I was in Texas last week and we had a meeting in Cincinnati this morning, you talk to people and even young people can understand the value of health insurance and why it's important. For many of them, it has been, the holdup has been the cost of it in the past. And that's why this truly is a new day. And when they learned the fact that Trey shared that half of them can find coverage for under $50 a month, you can see their eyes light up. And that they understand what this means. They understand the security that comes with it. And many, you know, for those that are young parents, they understand what it means for their family as well.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation, you can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And let's talk with Jenny in Wyoming. Good afternoon, Jenny.
Hi. I have a quick question. I've tried to go through the healthcare.gov website several times, and even though I'm eligible for the subsidies, the lowest plan that I have been able to find through the website is still almost a third of my monthly income. And how are the subsidies applied, and is there any resources in Cincinnati where you can get help?
Okay, Jenny, thank you very much for your question.
Well, there absolutely is help available to go through the enrollment process and help point you to the plans that are best for you and your family. There's several ways that you can go about finding out where that help is. One way is through our website, getcoveredamerica.org. There's a finding tool where you can just put in your zip code and it'll tell you the enrollment assisters that are close by in our community. Also, there are many events that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. There's actually television phone-a-thons on Channel 5, Channel 12, and Channel 9 in the next week, where you can call and get connected to an enrollment assister who can help you through that enrollment process. You can also go to the Cincinnati Health Department's website and see a calendar of both enrollment events and day-to-day activity where you can get connected to enrollment assisters who can walk you through that process.
K Kathleen, there are some states that were having some problems with their state-run ACA sites. And are people in those states, is there something they can do? Are they able to go through the federal site if they have to?
Yeah, absolutely. And those are the states in our region, Minnesota. The citizens are in that situation there. But here in the rest of the region, citizens can all go through the healthcare.gov website. It is available in, you know, Kentucky and Indiana and Ohio and Michigan, and all of the listeners here should do that. They can also call the toll-free hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is a sister is available. This is all free of charge. All those resources that Trey just mentioned are all free of charge. That toll-free number is 1-800-318-2596.
And I didn't really encourage people to check out the options for in-person assistance. You know, we often find that as great as the website is, they built it to be a really straightforward process. For many people, they still have questions, and that's a very natural thing. And we often find that having the opportunity to sit down in person with someone and be able to choose the option that's best for you and your family is a really powerful and helpful thing. I think the important thing for everybody to remember is March 31st is your deadline to complete that process. So I think especially if you think you may have questions as you go through, to begin it now so you can be complete the entire thing by 2 weeks from today.
I'd be interested in all your perspectives. Start with you, Trey. Why do you think that so many people don't seem to know about the ACA? I mean, there's been polling done that says people aren't even sure it's really still the law of the land and that kind of thing. Where do you think that's coming from?
Well, I think there's probably a variety of reasons. One is that there has been so much information on the news that I think people may have sort of been shutting it out a little bit. And also there's been so much misinformation out on the airwaves that it's been hard for people to sort through what's real, what's true. But I think as we're getting towards the deadline, and this points out the importance of a deadline, most of us are procrastinators and put things off to the last minute, that when I've been out and about at enrollment events, it's like people are suddenly focusing. They're suddenly figuring out that this is something that's important in their lives. They're starting to think about this fine that they may have to pay if they don't get insurance. But more importantly, they're starting to focus on the really great quality, affordable benefits that are available to many for the first time in their lives. And they're starting to look at those details and try to find out more about the process. And so, you know, we knew this was going to happen. It's happened in other significant healthcare benefit rollouts that people wait to the last minute. We're in the last minute now, and so people are starting to focus.
And you have any thoughts on why people haven't been aware of it like maybe they should be?
Well, I think, you know, as Trey said, there's been so much conversation about Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, but it's often been a political conversation. And I think people are tired of that. And that's really part of what drives our organization is we are a nonpartisan organization. We're not here to sell someone on a political point of view. We're here to provide consumers with the facts about what's available to them. And we really developed our website, getcoveredamerica.org, to really cut through the clutter of all of that and help someone understand what this means to them and to their family. And I think that we've seen such power in that. And that's why we're working with, you know, for example, local faith leaders. After we leave here today, we're going to be heading to a church nearby to be gathering with some of the faith leaders that have been doing this work. And we find that when these leaders in the community, community health centers, community colleges, on down the line, when we come together and we give people the facts about what's available to them, there's a lot of interest. And so that's what this, you know, what this bus tour is all about. That's what the work that Enroll America does every day in communities is all about.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. Kathleen, do you think that the various delays that we've had in implementing the act, have they kind of lulled people into this thought that I don't have to do it right now, I can wait it out?
Well, I think, you know, President Obama says it best, of course, when he said, if this was easy, it would have been done a long time ago. And thanks to him, it's getting done. And what's important is that he wants this to be as effortless for everyone as possible. So I think his policies here are really making it as smooth as possible for people and companies and everyone to understand the law and take the opportunities the law provides. You know, the website is working great. But you can also go to a local assister, like we've described, to get help that way. You can go to your regular insurance broker or agent and access this health care that way. So trying to make it as easy as possible. You can enroll at 2 in the morning if you want, online. Whatever works best for people, and knowing that we have 2 weeks left. And it's an exciting 2 weeks for basketball, but it's also an exciting 2 weeks that this, once this window closes in 2 weeks, then it's not until the end of the year when it reopens.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned basketball, because there are a lot of other efforts underway to get people to enroll. And I think one of the things I noticed, we had some star basketball players past and present. I think LeBron James
That's
is on
right.
board.
What
other kinds of efforts are going on to try to get people to enroll?
You are right. I mean, the president's been tweeting, and the first lady, and, you know, every way possible to reach different people, because this uninsured of over 1 million people in Ohio are every age and live in every part of the state, and there are no two of us alike. And so every way we can possibly reach people to let them know they have this great opportunity.
Now, several organizations in Ohio were provided funding to hire and to train workers. They were navigators, is that right, Trey?
That's right.
Was that the term? How did that go as far as getting people to sign up? Was that an effective tactic?
It has turned into a very effective tactic. There's not enough of them. It would be great if there were more of them. But as we worked out the kinks with the website, and the navigators are now able to walk people all the way through to the end of the enrollment process, we've seen not only the funded navigators and other enrollment assisters around the states, but a lot of organizations like churches and schools and hospitals and health centers have used some of their staff, and others have volunteered to become what are called certified application counselors. So people who have been trained, tested, and certified are available to provide free, unbiased enrollment assistance. They're not going to tell you what insurance product to buy. They're going to ask you what kind of questions to ask when you review insurance. You know, does this plan cover the doctors that you need to see? Does it cover the medications that you need to take? They're going to help you to think of those questions as you walk through the process, and they're doing a great job in the front lines of helping people get enrolled.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. And let's talk to Kathy, who's calling from southeastern Indiana. Good afternoon, Kathy.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
What's your question?
I guess it's a little more of a comment than a question. I went through the process right at the beginning. My husband retired the end of last year. I was going to be without health insurance for about 19 months before I went to Medicare. So I went through the process, did the application, did everything that needed to be done. There was a slight problem and a question that they had difficulty answering for me, but the reason I'm calling is I went through weeks of this contacting and talking to a slew of the people there, and no one at any point told me until the very end that I had to, since I was in Indiana, I had to get coverage, I had to choose or have a doctor from Indiana. Being in the tri-state area, as so many of us are here with Indiana and Kentucky, a lot of times in your area, you don't have as many choices as you have in Cincinnati. So my doctors are in Cincinnati. So my only option was to get this coverage, and this is what I was told, was to change doctors to a doctor in Indiana, or I had to go elsewhere for insurance. I really am curious if this is still applicable or if this is even correct.
Okay. Kathleen, did you want to respond to anybody?
I will take this offline.
Okay. Thank you for your question, Kathy.
Thank you.
Well, one of the things that the Affordable Care Act builds off of is the existing network of insurance providers. It is based on what insurance companies want to offer a product in any state. So, you know, the federal government doesn't make insurance companies offer their product. They stepped up and chose to want to put their insurance policies in front of all these uninsured and compete for them. So there can be plans in Indiana that contain just certain doctors, but the federal government doesn't control that. It's based on the free marketplace and what insurance companies want to enter the market. We saw many insurance companies want to enter this market to get all these new consumers that were uninsured. So I'm I know that we also have fewer choices in rural parts of the country, like Kathy is mentioning in her call here. And we're hopeful that over the years, as insurance companies see that there is this new market of uninsured for them to be able to serve, that will decrease over time.
I'd also note to folks that at healthcare.gov, you can actually find a tool and see the different doctors that are covered by the different plans. So if you have a specific doctor that you like and you want to find out early on, you know, before you go through the whole process, if that doctor is going to be covered, you do have the opportunity to search that way. So I'd encourage everyone to check that out.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. And any idea about sign-ups for health insurance versus new Medicaid sign-ups, how that's balancing out?
Well, so far, we've seen about 50 to 60,000 people have enrolled through Ohio's new website, benefits.ohio.gov, to apply for expanded Medicaid, which Governor Kasich authorized last year and which became effective January 1st. It's about an even split between those who have purchased private insurance through the health insurance marketplace and those who have enrolled in Medicaid through the state Medicaid program.
And what about the number of enrollees who previously had no health insurance versus enrollees who had coverage and bought a new plan from one of the exchanges?
Well, that kind of breakout of data we don't have immediately accessible, but I too want to join Trey in noting that, you know, the enrollment period, if you are Medicaid eligible, does not end in 2 weeks. But if you are concerned you might be right on the borderline or something, please make sure you take action in the next 2 weeks so that you are covered and don't miss this open enrollment period. You know, we are very grateful that Governor Kasich and Ohio have expanded their Medicaid because that will help hundreds of thousands of people get insurance in a very seamless and effortless way. It was a smart decision on their part to help provide better health care for their citizens, and it's also smart for taxpayers in Ohio to receive these federal dollars coming into the state.
Now, Fred from Anderson wrote us, he had a problem where his wife's plan was canceled because of the ACA, and they called the insurer, and the insurer said it was a nightmare to get it straightened out with the insurer. So the question is, what are people that are having real problems, either getting insurance or navigating the sites, or people who are frustrated? Where can they go for help?
Two ways. One, if they're having trouble figuring out what to buy or how to buy it, they should do what we've all been recommending. Go to these websites such as healthcare.gov or call the toll-free hotline, which I can give again at 1-800-318-2596. If they've already enrolled and they're having trouble with their insurance company, then they should start by going directly to their insurance company, as you would always in that kind of situation.
And what happens after March 31st for those who don't have coverage?
So you can continue to enroll in Medicaid throughout the year. That's a good thing for people with income below, for a single person, around $16,000 a year. Also, for those folks who have a life-changing event, so for instance, they change jobs, lose their health coverage through a job, have a baby, get married, they can still enroll in private coverage through the healthcare.gov and the health insurance marketplace beyond March 31st.
I think it is important for folks to know that there will be some opportunities to enroll, but if you aren't enrolled by March 31st, you do face a fine. And this is the law of the land. You have to have health insurance. And so want to make sure that folks know that March 31st is the deadline to do so. But also what we often find that while that fine is sometimes motivating to people, what is most motivating is the opportunity that's available to them. And this just speaks to the fact when we're out there talking to people, people want health insurance. They want the peace of mind that comes with it. And when they find that financial assistance is often available to help them do it, they're really eager to take those steps. But just want to make sure everybody knows March 31st is your deadline to do so.
And we actually have time for one more phone call here. So let's talk with Stephanie from Hyde Park. Hi, Stephanie.
I'm currently a school employee. If I retire before I can get Medicare, and the state does actually then, you know, offer me health care that I would pay more than I'm, you know, paying right now, if I can find something less expensive from the healthcare.gov website, am I eligible to do that?
Okay, good question, Stephanie. Thank you.
Yes, you can purchase coverage just for a short period of time and to fill that gap between when you leave your job and when Medicare kicks in. So you just go on and shop just like anybody else would through healthcare.gov. If your job-based coverage ends after March 31st, you can do the shopping at that point.
Okay. Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Enroll America President Ann Filippic, Trey Daly, who is the Enroll Ohio State Director, and U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Chicago Regional Director Kathleen Falk. After the break, the problem of human trafficking and how to fight it. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.